CEF Mobile or TFW Mobile. KO4 CEF Mobile. KO4 CEF. CEF Mobile. KN4 TFW Mobile. Diesel prices are all over the place right now. Almost a dollar difference between places. I drove the car yesterday. I hated every bit of it. Did I hear you yesterday? He was going to try Echo Link, and I was just not really wanting to do it, so I just didn't even... I ended up logging back out, so... And, I don't remember if I heard y'all going to a different frequency or not when I logged in, so I'm just like, eh, that went, oh well. Because this is the only one I know that's got Echo Link.
You trying a couple other frequencies, trying to help Patrick out and that, but the one that they had settled on, I couldn't get into that one. I just don't have it programmed on this radio.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't on yesterday. Whenever I logged in or something, I heard something about going to a different frequency, so I just went ahead and logged back out. I hate using the app. It sucks. It's just weird that you got this little bitty transmit button and the stop talking. It's a big old microphone that takes up the whole screen.
I said a few times, but it's been several years, but then something happened to it and it ain't working anymore, and it's like, you know what, forget it.
Pain in the butt, so. Yeah, that's why I wasn't on the radio yesterday. I tried to mount my antenna. I had it. I took off the windshield trim, and I had it mounted to the inside of the bracket and everything else on my wife's car. And then when I went to try to key it up with the amp, it would not get through to the 610. So I don't know if it's because the antenna was resting on the metal A-pillar or my coax is bad. So, but, I mean, because the coax is frayed right there where it meets the magnet. So I may end up, I'm going to try it another, just not on anything and see if it still works. If it does, then I know it was just the way I had it routed, it was bad.
But it's like kind of funny how it either works or it don't, right?
That's what I thought, because I tried it a couple times and couldn't get a radio check. And then the more I thought about it, I'm like, well, the repeater hadn't been keyed up, so I'm not getting through at all. So I just assumed that my antenna was busted or it had something to do with it touching the metal surface.
A link would be good. You could just put the Echo Link on and then you'd be able to hear yourself, right?
It would have an advantage there, but yeah, I wasn't keying the repeater up, so I'm going to have to play around with it a little more this weekend. I was trying to hurry up and come up with something, but, and like I said, it went good. I mean, I had the antenna hidden. I had the coax routed through the, there's a seal that they put in the door between the body and the fender. I routed it through there, and it was all nice and neat. And whenever I went to key everything up, it didn't work.
Figured out.
It is right now. I can't afford not to figure it out, or else I'm just about to fuck it up and use Echo Link.
The price of everything going up, we got to come up with new ideas to keep going. I need to, I guess at Thanksgiving, I got to take my truck to North Carolina to my sister-in-law's. They need me to bring back some stuff for a relative. So I guess I'll throw my, hook up my HD to the antenna. I got an antenna on a truck, so I should be able to use my HD.
And I found my little other antennas I used to use a while back where it just kind of hooked over the window. I mean, they never were great, but, I mean, they did at least get into the repeater. I just don't know how brutal it is for y'all if I do use it. So, I gotta find my little rubber ducky to put back on it and start using that if anything.
It wouldn't ever transmit with the antenna inside the car, like a mag mount stuck to the floorboard or something?
If correctly, it would, but the I don't remember if I couldn't get into the 610 or the signals coming. I mean, it drowned everything out so bad. I mean, it was just barely. I know it had a noticeable difference on the signal that I was picking up.
Hang on a minute, I'm going in a bad spot. KN4, TFW.
A couple different ways. None of them are great solutions, so. It sucks when you got a high the antenna and you can't just mount it on the roof or whatever.
Indonesia contest, the worldwide Indonesia contest this weekend. And add on single sideband. I really need to get one of those countries.
That and some ARRL sweepstakes, but I think it's CW only this weekend. And I think the phone portion of it is towards the middle of the month.
Remember to look, but it's supposed to be, I think, chances of rain in this weekend, isn't it?
I have a little loud car beside me.
A chance of rain this weekend?
I really don't know. I hadn't even checked the weather. It wouldn't surprise me none. I mean, we need it. It just sucks because it just got through with some rain. Close my pool up.
Full of leaves by now.
Bad. I mean, what I haven't decided yet is if I want to spend the money and buy a cover for it, but I think I may just throw the chemicals in it and hope for the best. I still think I'll come out cheaper. If it does turn green, I'll come out cheaper buying bleach than I would buying a new cover.
And then you can just keep it running with the pool pump and you should be fine. Nothing should freeze.
Yeah, only downside is my chlorine generator will not work once it gets cold. So it'd basically just be non-functioning. And either I'd have to keep chlorine in it throughout the year or through the winter or like I said, if it turns green, it usually doesn't take me, but to turn it back blue, I just need enough gallons of bleach to be able to put in it.
Shortage of chlorine this year, is there?
That surprised me if they said it would.
I think it's been about a month now. I had to buy 40 bags of water softener salt. Pounds of salt for work. They used it in the water for the makeup water for the boilers, KN4 TFW.
That's one thing I like about the salt water is it, you know, it doesn't really go away. So when I put salt in it, I had to add a little bit because I had to drain the pool down some and fill it back up. So it'll dilute it a little bit, but overall I don't have to put a ton of salt in it. It's usually like $4 or $5 a bag.
Here at work, it's heated with steam so that there's no flames or anything to catch anything on fire.
Fun to work around. Nice and warm.
The buildings are just like metal frame buildings with tin on them with really not any insulation on them at all. So it's, you know, and the doors are open and the fans are going in it. So it stays pretty cool in there.
For a company called Ivy Electric a long time ago, and we were doing a job in Gaffney at the paper company. So they basically made these huge sheets of like the brown color paper. They recycle stuff, but man, we had to run some conduit next to some of the machines. Oh my God, it'd be so hot because it was just, I guess, steam or hot water or something, but it was. You work near it, and as soon as you get up in there to start doing anything, you just start sweating immediately.
That one time I had to, we were installing a brand new paper machine, and the machine next to it was running. And so the steam would roll off of the one that was running and come over to the, you know, the upper floor of the one we were installing. And man, you're working in the steam all day.
That's a fun experience. It ain't cool at all.
Did last night. You guys voted yet?
Last night. I thought it was until Tuesday.
Voting? And that early voting's been open all week, and there was one this only like a mile and a half from the house, so we went over there and did it. There was no line at all.
I can only imagine. I didn't know that was a thing. I'm definitely going to vote, but I didn't know you could go early.
I think today and tomorrow is the last day for early. And then I think they were open till 6. I just went to the website, and you could pick it by county, and it'd tell you where they were at.
That to be your particular district that you vote in, or it still does? It's just an early one in that area.
Only one in that area. I think you have to be in your county, but there was like six or seven, you know, places in Greenville County that you could early vote.
Get into, because usually there's a long line wherever I go, and they move it along pretty good. But I remember one time. I don't remember if it was the last presidential election or not, but, man, they were backed out of the building all the way through the parking lot, wrapped all the way around. I'm like, oh, my God. I can't remember how long we were there waiting to vote, but it was way too long.
Last presidential, you know, Susan voted early, and then she said, well, I'll go with you to vote. And I had to go downtown Greenville on that, and it was 6 hours.
6 hours. I don't know that I could have waited that long.
For this weekend.
It's not my late day. I'll try to sneak out early enough to get to the polls at a real good time.
Get sick if you need them.
Get out and get there at a decent time, and it won't be as bad. Just, you know, once people start getting off work, it'll get busy. Pulled in the parking lot, so I'm gonna grab my stuff and head on in here and get ready for this day. So hopefully we'll holler at you when I get off, which I think it's my late day, so probably not. So I'm probably on the radio about 5:30 or so. So we'll see. But maybe we'll talk to you this weekend. If not, it'll be Monday morning. So you have a safe trip in the way to work. Hopefully you have a good weekend. And like I said, if anything, hopefully we'll talk to you Monday morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, you have an awesome day. Be safe, and I'll catch you over the weekend. KN4 TFW.
4X-ray whiskey.
KN4 TFW.
Good morning, y'all. Hope you're doing well.
Friday, and it's a long weekend. It's that extra hour long weekend.
Yes, I'm sitting here at the house this morning. Kind of getting some stuff together, fixing to go to Stone Mountain down there, the Ham Fest this weekend.
If you were still sitting at the house, you were probably headed down that way.
I'm going to leave probably around 9 o'clock or so and grab us a little breakfast and just ease down the road. I was in the shack down here just kind of messing around, and I got this radio here, a little Kenwood TM-V7. I was checking it out and stuff. And so, let me flip it on. I looked at what time it was. Let me flip it on. I bet them old boys is in there.
You right.
I come in your plant the other day. Had to get that filter cake.
Off-site. I saw a truck in there, but it didn't have an antenna on it like I usually expect yours to have. Yeah, they had me running here the other day.
I did. How far are you from the plant?
I'm jumping on the interstate at the 66.
Tell me you lived at.
Rear.
I can make my way through there, but usually it's using GPS.
The Whitey's auto auction is on 290.
Okay, yeah.
I can see that out my back window.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. We're going back towards, we're going to say towards Columbia, I guess.
It's just north of the Highway 29 there. I'm just kind of back behind the Lowe's and that, just kind of in that area. But we've lived there like 25 years.
Place right there. Good little place. Oh, I used to go over at Greer a long time ago. My mom and I ain't been over in a while, me and my wife, but we used to go over a good bit and eat at the tadpole over there.
Twice a day, every weekday. And I think I've only eaten there maybe once since I've been in Greer, and I've been back since the mid-90s. Leaving out to go down to Stone Mountain.
Around 9 or so. Get some breakfast and stuff and leave out.
2.5 hours.
Yeah, to be exact, that's about what it is, about 2.5 hours.
It's been a while for me. I bet it was last time I was at Stone Mountain was probably 30 years ago.
Okay, I pulled a nice one about, I don't know, I guess it's been about 4 years ago. It was before COVID. I think it was actually 2019 when it was. But they had Stone Mountain, and It just all depends on how it falls, but that Stone Mountain Ham Fest is always the first Friday in November. Well, it just happened to fall, the first Saturday in November. And it just happened to fall that Saturday, November the 1st, was the Stone Mountain Ham Fest, and Halloween was, the Friday. And Stone Mountain State Park down there, they do a, they got a Halloween event where you go in, you ride the train. They got it lit up down there at the park, and they got a train that runs around that whole Stone Mountain place. And they got, like I said, things for the kids for Halloween and all that. So we pulled the camper down there and stayed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and come back Sunday. And did all that and stuff, and just had, I went to the Ham Fest, and it was just good planning, but that ain't happened since because of the way the dates fall. I'm hoping I get to do that another time sometime.
Actually roll around there and hit on the same one like that. And I ain't never been to a Ham Fest. I'm sure I'd probably enjoy it, but usually they got something else going on.
Nothing going on next weekend. You really ought to try to make the Rock Hill one. It's a decent ham fest. It's a nice little ham fest. It's next weekend. They moved because they had the hurricane come through. They canceled it and moved it back to moved it forward to next weekend. But it's going to be a good little ham fest.
It's on the agenda. And now that Mama's off every weekend, we usually try to plan to do something together.
I'm going to get out of here. I need to get busy. Finish cleaning up things that I'm going to sell and stuff. And get loaded up and all that. So, but I'm going to get out of here and let you have it. And you enjoy your day at work. Enjoy your weekend coming up. We'll probably spoke at you sometime next week. This will be Kilo Victor 4 X-Ray Whiskey. I'll be clear after you.
Damon, you guys have a safe trip down there and an enjoyable weekend, and I'll catch you another time when you're back in there in the plant. KN4 TFW.